Fox and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Yum! Brands has removed fresh onions from select Taco Bell, KFC, and Pizza Hut restaurants as a precaution following the latest E. coli outbreak. Ceasefire talks resume this weekend in Doha. CBS's Sabrina Singh says time's of the essence because aid's running out.
The humanitarian situation is dire in Gaza, and particularly in northern Gaza, we do need to see more humanitarian aid getting in.
Lebanon said an Israeli strike hit Beirut's southern suburbs today, shortly after Israel issued evacuation warnings. Dozens have been arrested trying to scam people after the recent hurricanes. Bob Gualtieri is the sheriff in Pinellas County in Florida.
Don't come to Pinellas County and steal in these storm-ravaged communities. Don't prey on people who are trying to recover, because if you do, you're going to go to jail on multiple felony charges.
This just in, L.A. prosecutors want Eric and Lyle Menendez resentenced in the 1989 killings of their parents. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Drug Takeback Day is October 26th this year. Last year, the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration collected nearly 600,000 pounds of unneeded medication from almost 5,000 locations nationwide. We know it's not always safe to just throw away or flush medications. Kylie Hunter is an Aspirus pharmacy resident. She explains how to check.
The best way to find out what medications that you can flush down the toilet will be in the package insert, or they will be told to you by your pharmacist. However, if it doesn't say and it's unclear, you can always go on the CDC website and look at their Do Not Flush list.
Drug Take Back Day provides an opportunity for you to safely dispose of unused or expired medications at designated Dropbox locations.
The best way to get involved in Drug Take Back Day is by going through your old medications in your storage cabinets and checking expiration dates or whether or not you take them.
Disposing of medications properly helps prevent accidental poisoning, reduces the risk of medication misuse, and protects the environment. This Saturday is the official drug take-back event, but you can do it at any time of the year at permanent locations in hospitals and police departments.
So you don't have to wait until Drug Take-Back Day to dispose your medications. In fact, you can do it any day of the year. However, we use Drug Take-Back Day to create awareness in making sure that we're disposing our medication safely.
Wood County is holding several drug take-back events on Saturday. From 10 to 2, you can drop off at Marshfield City Hall, Town of Rome Police Department, and Wisconsin Rapids Pick and Save. The Pittsville Police Department is collecting from 9 to noon, and at the Port Edwards Fire Department, you can drop off from 11 to 1 and get some chili at their fundraiser. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks win their season opener. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 124-109 win over the 76ers in Philadelphia. Damian Lillard had 30 points and was asked, did the Bucks play better on defense?
Yeah, I think especially when it came down to the paint. You know, Brooke was a beast. Giannis was a beast protecting the paint. That's what we've talked about. Our base defense of just getting stops and protecting the paint like we want to. I thought, you know, our bigs did a great job of that.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
It was great. The game plan was exactly what we wanted.
The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tomorrow night. College football, the Badgers getting ready to host the number 3-ranked Nittany Lions of Penn State. Game time 6:30 at Camp Randall Stadium Saturday night. NFL, the Packers have former Jets head coach and 49ers defensive coordinator Robert Saleh evaluating the offense. I asked quarterback Jordan Love, can it help?
Yeah, I think it helps. I mean, having a defensive, you know, mind talking offense and helping us, you know, with things that we might be able to see, it helps.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers around this evening, mostly cloudy overnight. Lows in the mid-40s. Sunshine returns for Friday and Saturday. Highs upper 50s. Mid-60s and sunny Sunday. Even warmer to start the work week next week. Highs jump into the 70s. Currently at 62 degrees.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure. Down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin. And the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. It's Wisconsin and Penn State at Kemp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a Spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
You wondering why Republicans are lying about the polls? Yeah, that's all the place setter for Big Lie 2.0. I discuss it next. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Questions pop up in your head from what you're hearing from others.
Yes.
Somebody else may have a question that you think of. Well, that's sort of what I'm curious about, but I just want to make it, fine-tune it a little bit to me.
Mm-hmm.
And like you guys said, the knowledge you're going to get could be useful in a million different categories that you may not even be thinking of right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's quite a comment for probably a guy who asks more questions than a kindergartner.
That's good.
Throughout the day, I don't think there's anybody who asks more questions than Wisconsin Rapids and James Dawson.
I think you got me on that one. Yeah. That's a good one. That's good. A great line.
Seth, you might have to take that line, I feel like.
I'm marking that.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
The morning show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
The top selling Halloween candies in every state over the past 17 years. Nicely done, Melissa. I'm not sure.
What, were you clearing your throat? What was that?
It was a macabre kind of.
It really was.
Why the 17 years? That seems a little.
That's arbitrary.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Candystore.com.
When they started making Halloween candy, guys.
Oh, yeah. 17 years ago. Definitely 17 years ago.
Weekdays from 8 to 10.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Rapids Rafters have a new assistant general manager. Jake Adams has accepted the position for the 2025 season. Adams has been with the Northwoods League for 2 seasons, working as hospitality intern for the Wilmar Stingers in 2021 and head of marketing and promotion in 2022, again for the Stingers. In the interim, Jake spent time in minor league baseball as the promotions manager of the Charleston River Dogs in 2023, and in 2024 he spent the season with the Minnesota United of the MLS as a member of their game presentation team. Jake said he's excited to join the Rafters organization and be a part of the community of Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding area. Quote, "This team, fan base, and community has a lot of potential, and I can't wait to bring an exciting show to our fans." You can follow the Rafters on Facebook on their page, Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball Club. Across the country, kids are facing more mental health challenges than ever before. Now the state superintendent wants to give schools more resources. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
The state superintendent is asking for millions of dollars to go towards students' mental health. Jill Underly announced she's requesting more than $300 million in the next biennial budget to support kids. 6 in 10 Wisconsin students reported having some sort of mental health challenge over the last year. Under her plan, each district would get an extra $100 per student to spend on mental health programs and infrastructure. Now, that's just one part of the budget request for the Department of Public Instruction for the 2025 through 27 school years. The rest of the proposal will be released next month.
This Saturday is your last chance to take a lantern-lit tour around the grounds and buildings of historic Point Boss this season. Their Spirit Walk happens on October 26th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Actress Zoe Saldana takes her craft seriously. How seriously? She told Variety that she wanted to go back and reshoot Avengers Infinity War and Avengers Endgame because she says now she totally understands her character, Gamora's arc, better. She says she knows it can't happen, but she wishes she could because now she has a better grasp on what directors the Russo brothers had in mind. Ouch. I love Zoe Saldana, but maybe you do a little more homework next time before you hit the screen for two multi-million dollar films. Saldana played the same role in the Guardians of the Galaxy films as well. Netflix has announced there will be a season 2 of the A24 show Beef. The Hollywood Reporter says season 2 will focus on a young couple who witnesses a fight between their boss and his wife, and will star the outstanding Carey Mulligan and Oscar Isaacson. Season 1, starring Steven Yeun and Ali Wong, took home 8 Emmys. Isaacson and Mulligan worked together previously in the Coen brothers' film Inside Llewyn Davis. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers around this evening, mostly cloudy overnight. Lows in the mid-40s. Sunshine returns for Friday and Saturday. Highs upper 50s. Mid-60s and sunny Sunday. Even warmer to start the work week next week. Highs jump into the 70s. It's 60 right now.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue. Possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs, act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 a.m, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer will be here from the recombobulation area. We lighten it up with Milwaukee Record Monthly, and this shouldn't be a thing to close it out. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Thursday, October 24th, 2024. I have your host, James, here. We're joined right now by our great friend, Jackie L. Carantini, Associate Professor, Human Development and Relationship Extension Educator with University of Wisconsin-Madison Division of Extension. Jackie, we have no time for the interview. I'm just kidding. We appreciate you being here, Jackie, as always. Thanks so much for the time. How you been?
I'm good.
Good. Good to hear. Today, we're talking about end-of-life planning. We're going to dive into this one. You and I were touching in our pregame a little bit here. That we've kind of talked about this in general sometimes, but not really specifically directly about this.
Yeah. So we have, probably I have for like the last 4 years, a pretty constant, I offer a program called Planning Ahead. And it's something that we found, again, about 4 years ago, that Extension realized that there wasn't a lot of information out there, right? Like, you might get something from your a doctor might ask, do you have your advance directives filled out? Or a funeral home might advertise and say, hey, would you like to pre-plan for, you know, and pay for your funeral? Or do you have a plot in the cemetery? But there wasn't anything comprehensive. So enter us, and we came up with this curriculum called Planning Ahead. But then even in that, in its 8 sessions, but the idea is that there's so much that we don't even cover in there, because I could spend 8 weeks on any one of these topics, right? So one of the ones I shared with you that I was working with some young people yesterday and started thinking, oh my gosh, we've never talked about like guardianship and what happens. And so I think when we talk about end of life planning, we often think older adults, right? Because, yep, I hope that happens for all of us. Like, knock on wood, I want everybody to live to be, you know, 80 plus. I don't know if you've watched the news lately, and I don't know, I feel like by me, it seems like it's like all the time, like there's just so many more accidents. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
But, and so you do see, there was one in the news this morning that it was young people. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, okay, yeah, do you have a plan? If you know, hopefully you're going to live for another 40 years, but if you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, and you do have children, have you thought about what's going to happen to your kids? It's that time of year when we do our renewal for our insurance and our benefits through your employer. So I was also thinking about this because it's a good time to think about what do you have for coverage? Do you have some of that? And then if you did, do you, who's named your beneficiary? And it, then thinking back to your kids, is there enough for someone to care for your children? Is there someone enough to be able to plan, you know, do they have money for future? Is it, you know, do you want them, is it school? Are you setting money aside for school? Is it just for their, you know, again, put a roof over their heads? Things like that. So there's lots of pieces that kind of come into play. So I think this is a good time of year for all of those reasons for us to think about it.
When in the years that you've been doing this, Jackie, and this topic in particular, is there something that stands out that we tend to skate over or forget, or a gray area that stands out more than others when it comes to this?
I think the biggest piece is, I think, I don't know about you, but when you, you know, when your kids were little, did you just think, well, of course someone will take care of them? Right?
Yeah.
So we
yeah.
just assume that our, you know, our significant other, our parents, our siblings, our loved ones is going to step up. And but we're not thinking about the burden that that might be or that might cause them. Right. So if you don't have money set aside for that, they might not be financially able to do it. And then think about the guilt that that would put on that person, right? If they're not able to, and then your child has to go to live with someone else, or children, that kind of thing.
The way I described this to my parents is as much as I did to my kids when I'm trying to encourage them as they're getting older. My daughter is pregnant. She's having her first child, and I wanted them to start thinking about these things. You know, not necessarily they have to get on it right now, but hey, it's good to have in the mind. We love animals. We know that this person that we care about, they would love an animal. So we buy him an animal. But we don't often think about, well, what we're doing in doing that. Hey, here's a responsibility. Hey, here's something you're going to have to pay for. Here's something you're going to have to take care of. The action is well-hearted, but you have to have a little bit more of a follow-through to it.
Yeah. And so when it comes to, again, kids or guardianship and things like that, it's not necessarily about love. And I think a lot of times we think it's about love, right? Love for the parent or the person, love for the child. And it's like, that's not it here. Like, we're talking about other pieces. So, you know, even if you start with parenting style, do they have the same parenting style as you do? So look at that. Do they have the same values that you, there's no right or wrong here, folks. And it's okay if the answer is no, you can still love that person, but they might not be similar to you in that vein, right? So, yeah, so start, you know, kind of like with parenting style, then look at values, then look at, capability. Do they have a house? Do they have space? Do they proximity? Would your child have to move to another city, another state, you know, starting over, that kind of piece? So these are all things to kind of consider. And then when it comes to then, you know, then there is the legal process. Like, yes, I want you to fill out the forms. If it's not a will, there is something, Wisconsin, a parenting plan you can have in place to say, yes, this is kind of where it's at. You do, like I mentioned, you have the ability with your benefits to name someone to a beneficiary. I highly recommend everybody has their beneficiaries up to date. That's huge. Very, very important. So if you change nothing else this year when you're going through your selections, please make sure you have beneficiaries designated. But think about that. Like, okay, is there enough that if something happened to me, would it be okay, right? Would they be set for a period of time? And, you know, what's in place? And so you can think about, and it changes as we age, right? So, you know, when you were in your 20s, 30s, and 40s, again, we're thinking we're going to live for a long time. Yeah. But now it's like, okay, you and I are middle age, and it's like, okay, we have this, right? So yes, I have my house. And so then there's this, and this is taken care of. And right. But then it's like, okay, where would you, if something did happen to me and my children who are now in their 20s have to pay for my funeral, where would that come from, right? Would they have access to that? So thinking about, okay, is there a policy that you could do that? Is it savings? Do you have a savings account? Is it set aside? Like, these are all pieces to kind of think about and think through and where that's at. So I think a lot of times we think about the big stuff when we think of end of life planning, like, okay, I have a will, I know what's going to happen to my house. But we're not always thinking about people, or you even mentioned dogs or cats or pets, you know, like, okay, do you have a plan for your pets? Like, is that something that you thought about? Where you go? I have to laugh. During COVID, I don't know if I've ever shared this story with you, we started doing everything virtually, right? And we did these three times a week, this kind of wellness gathering. And it started for colleagues, and then we opened it up for the public. Mm-hmm. And we rotated who was teaching. And so one morning, I had this colleague that I didn't know. She had been a colleague for many, many years, but she was in the northern part of the state, and it was just someone that I didn't interact with. And so she, as she's talking, I can hear these birds just a squawking and a squawking and a squawking in the background. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, wow, you know, those are great birds. And she goes, yeah, no one really told me when my 30 years ago, when my kids were little, that these birds lived for 50 to 60 years. And so she said, now I can't get rid of them because I feel bad because I bought them for my children and I've now had them for 30 years. And it was like, oh, right? Like, we don't think about that. Like, this isn't like a 5-year commitment, yeah. Right? Like, this is huge.
Here's a pet tortoise.
Right?
Like, I'm good. Like,
what's going to happen to that? And who has the ability to take them and to care for them and to have the same feelings and commitment that you did, right? And so that goes for a lot of our things. So I think that's just that kind of piece. So I think the important piece when we're talking specifically about things like guardianship or any of your plans is having conversations. You and I talked about this in previous years. We're coming up on the holidays. And no one wants to talk about dying because it's not, you know, it's just everybody's like totally taboo. Like, stop that. Don't talk about that. Like, that kind of, if we say it, it's going to happen or we're going to bring it on, kind of bad juju. Yeah. Nope. I think when you're a gathering, you can even do it in a nonchalant way. Like, hey, have you thought about this? Or, you know, I was thinking about this. What about you? Because as you said with your conversation with your parents, it pertains to anybody over the age of 18. And so if we start having these conversations when our families are together, when you're riding in the car, when you're sitting down to dinner, it doesn't have to be, oh, I did my will. It's just like, hey, you know what? If something happened to me tomorrow and I am unconscious, would I want to, you know, I'd want you to keep me alive, you know, via machine. Would you? I've never asked you that before. Right. Do you want to be? You know, and start having, making it open and having some of these conversations as a family. And remember, there's no right or wrong answer. Everyone's feelings and emotions are valid. They're all okay. It's 100%, you know, there's no wrong answer. So we can't jump on someone to, and, you know, if they say, well, no, I really don't want to become. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I can't believe you'd say that. Why wouldn't you? Nope. Like, keep the judgment out of it.
Yes.
But just have conversations. But it really opens the door. So as you think about your family's gathering in the next couple of months for holidays, I'm not saying do this over Christmas dinner, but, you know, just, you know, if you're sitting down after dinner and you're having a glass of wine, yeah, pose a question, have a conversation. And the more that you do that, the more open that we will be, and you're able, and you're knowing what other each other's wishes are. And I think the other thing is that I probably use this statistic a lot before, but when we ask nationwide who thinks it's important that we do end-of-life planning, it's like 92% of people say, yeah, absolutely, huge important. Mm-hmm. Who's actually completed it and done it? Less than 30, right? Yeah. So, you know, we're on 22%. So why? Because it's not normal. So the other part of this is that the more that we talk about it and we bring it out into the open, the more likely someone is going to actually do it.
We're speaking with Jackie Carantini from UW Extension. And Jackie, in my notes to prep for this, my very first thing that I wanted to talk about was how to start this conversation. I appreciate you touching on that, because I feel like so many things in life, if you can just get started, the rest goes a little smoothly or organically. And when doing this, I appreciate so much what you're giving us, and not just examples, but some really good insight into how to get this going and how to start something like this. And I think that one of the things to think about with this one is, one, you don't have to overthink it. And you know your audience. Just pay attention to your audience. You know your family better than anybody. Think about them. Like my family, my mother, very dark humor. So I lean into that. And it got the ball rolling, and sure enough, we're talking about things that I would be afraid to bring up to her just out of nowhere. But with just a little bit of, like, you know, an icebreaker kind of thing, it can get the ball rolling. And that's all you really need to do. You get the conversation started, and you can go ahead and get into a lot of topics that you might not be able to otherwise. And yeah, it's a great note about this time of year and people not wanting to talk about certain topics, but it's also a time of year that we often see relatives we don't always see. And being able to have these conversations in person might make them a little bit more organic, a little bit more free-flowing, and maybe not as intense for some.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things I don't think I mentioned yet, but I love to do the third person.
Yes, yes.
So it's not us. So if we put it into, like I said, you can turn on the news and you can see any accident happening, or saying, hey, you know, I saw this on social media. Did you guys see this? You know, if that was us, have you thought about this? Do you have this done? Have you, you know, or where is your stuff? Where, you know, do you have this? Where is it? I have never really asked you that before. Use the third person, because then we're not talking about our own death, right? And so it takes it on a different level. So it's always nice when it's one step apart and it's a little bit easier to talk about. So that's important. I'm going to come back to so planning ahead is our curriculum. If you do want, we have great checklists. So you said, where do we start? We have a checklist called Getting Started.
There you go.
And it actually just kind of walks you through. I like that because, one, it's a checklist, so you can check off, and two, it's this idea of it gives you credit for what you've already done. So there are so many topics to this, and it seems so daunting. That's usually this difficulty with starting conversations is the number one reason people don't start. Second reason is it's so overwhelming, they don't know where to start. So when you do a checklist, you can be like, oh yeah, I already did that, right? And it kind of empowers you, and you're like, hey, I can do this, and I can keep going. So we do have checklists. So if this is something you're interested in, you can contact our office. We have both paper versions and electronic, so I can email it to you. You can have access to it, or you can just Google planning ahead, comma extension, and it'll pop up because it'll take you to our free curriculum. So it's out there for anybody, so you don't have to come. If you are interested, I currently do have a class going on right now on Fridays. So tomorrow, we didn't talk too much about this topic today, but it's advanced directives. Which is usually one that folks are like, oh, I could hear that again, right? Yeah. So we'll be talking. We meet at McMillan Library at 2 o'clock. You can come just tomorrow if you want to come just tomorrow. Mm. The next couple of weeks, we also have estate planning. We'll do funeral planning and end of life. Mm. And then we end with grief. So, but if you want to show up tomorrow at 2 o'clock, we're in the second floor in the meeting room, and come on down. All are welcome. We have a very small group right now, so we can accommodate a lot more folks.
Well, especially because we know just by the statistics alone that there are more people out there that really do need to talk about this subject and to really get into this. And the checklist is, I'm a list person, so I always appreciate those things. But it one other thing about that, just piggybacking on what you said, especially with the amount of things that you have on that list, say you get one or two things checked off. That feels good.
It empowers you. It does.
And we don't think about it very often, especially you're in the grocery store, you're checking things off. You're not thinking about that, but in your brain is, and your dopamines are, and they're feeling good from that. And that can also carry the conversation a little bit too, just feeling good about the next time you talk about these things. And so much of this too, you not everything certainly, but certain things, you're one and done. You talk about it, you get it set, and yeah, you ain't got to worry about it again.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's interesting. I like kind of how you said earlier, you know, dark humor. I'm looking at one of our checklists right now. It's called Deathbed Secrets You Don't Want to Keep. Right? It is. And I think the more levity that you do bring to it, because again, nobody is excluded here. This is every single human is going to deal with this. So no one is left out. But, you know, it might just be like, oh, hey, I never really thought about passwords. Do you have your passwords written down? Mm. Where are all of your passwords?
Yeah.
Right? I don't know if I'd have access to that. I don't, right? Look, I know where my dads are. I don't think I have a, I don't have a list of where my stuff is, right? And so it's that kind of thing. So you're right. And we do have this ability to, you know, check it off and feel like, oh, I can do this. So the more that we do give ourselves credit for, the more motivated we're able to keep going. Mm-hmm. Again, I think I hear the most common thing I hear from older adults is, oh yeah, I don't need to do that. I have a will. Okay, what about the rest, right? There's so many other pieces and components to it. And then I think the last piece, and I think I started off with this today, is that idea of sharing. Yeah. That's, so maybe you do have it all done, but if you haven't shared it with people and told people your plan and explained, you know, why, and maybe you don't want to, and maybe you don't have to, but you at least need to say, yeah, this is where it is. It's written down, or I have this, or it's on my computer, or I probably shared this story with you before, but just a couple of months ago in the late summer, I had a woman call me and she said, oh, you don't know me. I'm from California. I'm here. My sister unexpectedly passed away and I found some of your materials in her house. Mm. And I'm like, okay, you know, and I said, how can I help you? And she said, well, I just want the answers.
Mm.
And I said, excuse me. And she goes, well, can I have the answers? Like, I want the rest of it. Mm. And I said, well, I don't know what you're saying. Like, what do you mean the answers? And she goes, well, I found all these blank materials. This is great. I need her answers to it. Do you have a copy of her answers? No. And she's like, well, this is exactly what I want. I need all of this. But it wasn't filled up, right? Mm. She never shared her wishes. And so I think that's that piece that you don't need to go. I know we're all private. You don't need to go sharing your bank account numbers or, you know, any of that stuff. But if you say, yeah, I filled out these materials, this is where it is. I always like to use the sock drawer, right? Like something happens to me, it's in my sock drawer. I go look at the bottom of my sock drawer. It's at least a list of where to go. So it's not in a safe. It's not in a where someone has to be able to know what the password is or your safety deposit box at the bank or all this kind of stuff. Like just a, it's not all the, it's just a list of where to go, directions to let people. If something happens to me, this is where it's at.
We've seen this in movies and TV shows. You put in the VHS tape, and if you're watching this now, I'm, you know, and all that. This is a version of that. This is a version of that, having that to decide that nobody has to see or look at until that time comes. And that time comes for us all, and that's something that brings us all on the same level. We're all equal. We're all connected in this. And something that you do these things for your kids, and it is an example to them, and they do it for their kids.
It's a gift. It's a gift.
It's a gift.
We always say that it's a gift you give your loved ones, because if you went through a death of someone you loved and you're like, I always ask, like, how was it? And they're like, oh, it was a mess. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, gift. Think about that. The more we have conversations, the more you write it down, the more you share your plans. It's a gift you're giving your loved ones.
Jackie, before we leave, one more time, can we remind everybody about that the meeting tomorrow that's taking place?
Planning Ahead is at the McMillan Library. We're meeting on the second floor in the meeting room at 2 p.m. It's from 2 to 3. Tomorrow, our topic is advanced directives. Next Friday, we're doing estate planning. If you want to come on down, come on down. You don't have to register. Just show up. And it's free. There's no charge. Tomorrow, with advanced directives, we will be handing out. I'll give you copies of Wisconsin's advanced directives. Straight from DHS. We do it in a very simple way. So it's easy to understand and just kind of point blank forms. So it's not like a, you know, a 2-inch binder.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And if people have follow-up questions, how can they get a hold of you?
Sure. So if you want to give us a call at our office, the extension office, it's 715-261-8437.
And the website that you can check out as well, extension.wisc.edu. Jackie, always great talking with you. Thank you so much for the time. We'll catch up again soon.
Thanks.
Well, and more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this October 24th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. In part two today, we're going to speak with our friend Jackie L. Carantini, associate professor with UW Extension. Right now in studio, our friends, our family, Family Natural Foods. We got Stephen and Katrina Hittner with us today. Gang, how you guys doing?
Hey, good. Good.
Doing good? All right. Good.
Everything's going good.
Good to have you guys with us. Appreciate the time. There is so much going on over there. Where do you want to start?
Oh, we've got a couple different things going on. So let's highlight our presentation coming up because it's on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, October 29th at 5:15 at Family Natural Foods. So this one's going to be fun. We've briefly mentioned it. We're going to just highlight it again. It's a panel discussion.
Yeah.
First time we're doing this.
Yeah, we always get so many questions at some of our talks. And sometimes people are asking questions that aren't really on topic. Mm-hmm. You know, mostly they are. But, you know, at the same time, it's like, hey, that's fine. You get like, you get somebody in front of you who you're like, hey, they have good information.
Yes.
Just ask them whatever you need to know at the time. And so we're like, why don't we do this for a whole
presentation,
basically. So we really want people, and that's why we're on the radio today, to sit down and be like, hey, what would I like to ask? Mm-hmm. Write a couple notes down, even right now, or, you know, in the next, you know, week, basically. Mm-hmm. And when you come in on Tuesday for the presentation, you can just ask us and we'll answer whatever we can.
Yeah, there's going to be fun. A couple different, a few of us doing the presentation. You know, we have a registered nurse on staff. We have two different herbalists. And then, like, everybody else is their own expert in different things and have studied different, you know, medical technologies. And we have a great array of different folks.
When you think of, like, our combined knowledge, like the years of experience, and then you add it up, it's like quite a brain trust.
Yes.
And so to get more than one of us up there at a time, you've got like a lot of, you're like crowdsourcing some good knowledge.
Yeah.
And we all like crowdsourcing stuff. That's what we do when we go to Google. We're crowdsourcing.
Mm-hmm. But this is a live crowdsource.
Yes. Crowdsource, and it's a little more verified. I'd at least like to think so. You know, you go to Google and who knows, you get on rabbit holes that aren't always that accurate.
Yep.
You got to find the right sources. It's kind of tiring sometimes.
Well, but and this way, you don't have to spell the word correctly. Like that really helps. It really helps a lot.
Try to say it right.
Yes.
Right.
Well, and
close enough, it's fine.
I think what's so nice about this is, you know, it's not just asking one person a question, it's multiple of us. So let's say you ask a question about, let's say, like immune health and how to benefit your immune system going into the season. Well, you might get Steven's perspective, but you also might get Jamie's or Kelly's perspective on it as well.
Yeah.
So it's really like a different angle. And we all come from it at a different angle. So you're getting this brain trust, like Steven's saying.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be really great.
And when I've been to panel discussions before, what I also like about it is people ask questions I never thought to ask.
Yes.
And so it's not always my question that actually is the most interesting or that I even value the most. It's like, hey, Katrina asked this question. I never thought that. That's great. I'd like to know more about immune health too. Like, bring it on, right? And I think looking back, we've done panel discussions a couple of times. And our biggest turnout probably ever, outside of maybe Terry Natural talking, maybe Mike Hittner rivaled it too. He did a pretty good job.
True.
But you know, in the top three, let's call it, for presenters was when we did a panel discussion like a few years ago, and we had three different people on the panel again. and folks just came out for it. They were all about it. So mm-hmm. I think this is going to be a lot of fun. We're really excited.
Bring questions, but if you don't have a question, that's okay, because you're going to, like Stephen said before, you're going to learn something from somebody else's question. And if we might add in a few other details on, you know, maybe it's immune health, or we might talk a little bit on essential oils. So
We've got some like ideas if we need to like start some questions, you know, get people warmed up.
Yes.
I think we're going to do a little bit of like, we're kind of theming around fall, but really what that means is like cold and flu season.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So a little bit on essential oils, which falls into that too, overlap. So, you know, if you're interested in like cold and flu stuff and maybe a little bit about essential oils, that's also a reason to come, because I'm sure that's going to come up through the questions or just through our own prompts.
Yeah, absolutely.
When it comes to, you know, studying, interviewing, and prepping for this job, one of the things that it took me a while to learn was the greatest questions are usually not the ones that you prep and that you have prepared.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually the basic question, hey, where are you from?
Mm-hmm.
And that spawns off a million great questions.
Yes.
Whoa, you're from there? I've never met anybody from there, and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So bring your brain and bring some, you know, an open mind and look forward to, you know, probably having some questions pop up in your head from what you're hearing from others.
Yes.
Somebody else may have a question that you think of, well, that's sort of what I'm curious about, but I would just want to make it, you know, fine tune it a little bit to me.
Mm-hmm.
And like you guys said, the knowledge you're going to get could be useful in a million different categories that you may not even be thinking of right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's quite a comment from probably a guy who asks more questions than a kindergartner.
That's good.
Throughout the day, you know, I don't think there's anybody who asks more questions than Wisconsin Rapids and James does.
I think you got me on that one. Yeah. Oh, man, that's a good one. That's good. A great line.
Seth, you might have to take that line, I feel like.
I'm marking that. Yes. 5:15.
So, yeah, it's going to be on October 29th at 5:15, and it's going to be our panel discussion. So come with questions, but if you don't have questions, come anyways, because it's fun and you'll learn something.
It was at about 5:15 he said that, too.
Uh-huh.
So that's awesome. There are no coincidences.
That's great.
We'll be talking about this this panel discussion. We'll be encouraging people to attend and making sure that you guys get a good crowd for it.
Yeah,
if there isn't enough questions, we'll just have James and a kindergartner come.
Yeah.
We'll
absolutely.
For
yes,
sure.
Yes.
They'll fill the void.
And be on the lookout, because I'm starting to work with them behind the scenes of it, also incorporating a Simpsons need. Because you guys got your bases covered when it comes to health and the human body.
Yep,
what if somebody asks a Simpsons question?
That would be you.
You want to go to the resource for this.
Yep.
Just saying, you know, maybe next panel discussion to have me out there.
It's a little too late to ask you now, but, you know, really, we should have thought of that earlier.
Yeah, what were you thinking?
Stephen and Katrina putting up with me here on Midday Magazine joining us. Where would you like to go next?
Yeah, so Katrina? I just want to do the reminder of the turkey sign up. Mm-hmm. So Thanksgiving is coming up. Time to talk turkey. Gobble,
talking
gobble.
Turkey.
November 16th is the deadline for signing up for turkeys. We're excited to have, you know, these fresh Wisconsin local turkeys. They're coming in fresh. They're good. There's no hormones, no antibiotics in it. You know that you're going to get a good turkey. And we have the reason why you know this is the people that buy these turkeys every year. They come back every year after year after year.
We've had people have been doing this for 20 years or more.
20 plus years, and they're buying these turkeys. So that right there speaks to it. And so come sign up for your turkey, and the deadline is November 16th for that one.
What is it about these turkeys that people keep coming back for, Katrina?
I think it's just that they trust and know that it's a cleaner bird, right? It's raised outside. It's, you know, free range, running around.
Tastes better,
they taste better
for all those reasons.
Yeah.
More flavorful, but then you can trust that there's not the, you know, gunk put inside of them, like the hormones and the antibiotics.
I spent my whole life eating maple syrup the same way we all do from the store and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It was only about 10 years ago or so that I actually had like a homemade syrup. I've never gone back.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely different. Yep. I can't enjoy the store-bought stuff.
Can't.
I can't do it.
Well, now you need to also harvest your own maple syrup so you really
appreciate it. Oh, God, I want to do that. I literally want to do that like right now.
That'd be a fun remote broadcast.
Yes. Yes, it would. I'd do that.
Yeah, like out in the woods somewhere. I'm sure there's a lot of maple syrup.
And now
farmers.
We're tapping into the tree and the dripping down. You'd really have to describe every detail of it, but that would be. Really
I'd
fun.
So do it though. I'd love to. To that example though, I've heard a lot of people reference the turkeys this way, that they've had turkey their whole life a certain way. Once you try these turkeys, there's no going back.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you want to try these turkeys, sign up by November 16th, and we will get you on that list.
Mm-hmm.
Last sweet thing we want to talk about is Halloween.
Yeah, nice.
So quick, just a quick thing. You know, we all, it's typically the holiday where we're handing out candy, and that's completely fine. There's clean candy options that we have at the store if anybody is looking for
no
that.
No crazy red dye number whatever that makes your kids hyperactive.
Yeah, the next like day or, slash month that you have.
Some that are, some stuff we've got has like honey as a sweetener, you know, like all sorts of fun
Halloween's
options.
On a Thursday. I mean, you got Friday to worry about as parents and
exactly.
everything. Anything with less sugar sounds like a good call.
Exactly, yeah. So we have that. I mean, if you want to be really creative, you could think of other things too. Or I don't have a ton of kids that come to our house, so I maybe spend a little bit more because I don't need as many.
Yeah.
So if you're somebody like that, maybe you end up buying like a meat stick or something like that and divvy that out. You could be a little bit
more jerky. That's
a great idea. Oh, yeah. I wish I would have come into the cross that when I was
right?
a kid. Yeah.
Well,
great.
And
a little beef jerky would be good for the kids.
I remember trick-or-treating, and when we would trick-or-treat in some of the subdivisions, there was one house we always hit up, and it was a dentist, and they gave out toothbrushes, and I thought it was super clever.
That is
like,
cool.
You know, as a kid, you're like, oh, toothbrush, whatever. But I would always be like, sweet, I got a new toothbrush. And like, we all know we're going to need it now, need it. Mm-hmm. So just wanted to highlight that we have different options. We could brainstorm even more, but just wanted to let people know that there's other clean options for that.
Yeah, we get a lot of people stopping in this time of year because they're kind of like, how can I do this better?
Mm-hmm.
How can I do this a little differently? And you talk to Katrina, you always get some good alternative ideas.
We're all here for the ideas.
Yes.
It's all here. So we wanted to just do a quick little pivot on talking a tiny bit about Immune. We've talked about this product before. It's called Lactoferrin. It's a newer product from Terry Natural, our friend over in Green Bay. So Lactoferrin is, they're combining two different things. Propolis, which is one of my absolute favorite products from Terry, especially for kids' health. It's good for like earaches, ear health. It's good for deep immune. It's good for like respiratory. It's good for candida and different viruses. Like, it's amazing product, and it's in a chewable form or capsule.
Yeah, and propolis, just so people who haven't heard the word before, is for bees, you know, they all live together. Basically, propolis is the immune system for the hive. It's the collective immune system. It's what keeps them protected and safe. And so it's not actually made by the bees, but it's collected by the bees. So the bees collect these different, basically, it's a lot of rosins from trees.
Like pines.
Kind of maybe sap. I don't know what it is. But they collect all these things in nature, kind of like their own little herbalist. You got these bees with their, you know, great wisdom. Bees are really amazing things.
Yes, they're incredible.
Amazing little creatures. Can't live without them.
No, we can't. They pollinate all of our things. So James right now is crunching down on a lactoferrin sample that's got the propolis and the lactoferrin. And what are you thinking of it?
I love it. It doesn't have a chalk feel to it.
No, it's
like
not chalky.
A lot of things like this too. Mm-hmm. And it's very easy to chew.
Yeah.
It's a very easy chew, but with a nice berry. Is there a berry
in
there?
Yeah, it's a berry flavor. Yep. I didn't even explain that to you. Yeah, good. Mixed berry flavor. So, yeah, it's a good one. Most kids like it. My kids love it.
Oh, yeah, it's great. We had, like, a parent who was in, and they were like, oh, what could I use? And I was like, well, we have this sample if you want to try it. Mm-hmm. So they're like, her kids were with her at the time. So she's like, yeah, let's do that. Because, you know, like every parent, they're like, should I buy this if my kids
will
are not going to
like it?
And the kids loved it, and she bought a bottle. And like Katrina said, I really haven't found anybody who doesn't like these. They're really good. And the other thing, you know, for parents to know, there's a, you know, whole craze about gummy vitamins, which, you know, maybe have a place. But long story short, I'm usually not a big fan of them. These are sweetened with, you know, like xylitol. And different natural sweeteners. So you're not going to get a bunch of sugary stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Probably good for your mouth and gum health.
Yeah.
Because actually the propolis that's in there would help kill bad bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what those bees collect to protect their hive and their hive's immune system, basically.
That's really interesting.
And the lactoferrin, just to explain what that is kind of like colostrum. It's similar to colostrum, or it's derived from colostrum. It's more concentrated, basically, than colostrum, so you don't need as much of it. But that's, you know, like in any mammal, the first milk provides a lot of immunity to the young mammal. So like in a cow's case, which is where this comes from, is cow's milk. It would provide some immunity to the young calf. And so, you know, lactoferrin is a really great thing to build up your immune system. You could take it, you know, when you're in the middle of having a cold. But I think, you know, you could also take it, and it were great for preventing and building up your immune system ahead of time. And it seems to me to be one of this formula, like Katrina said, having used it with her kids from a young age, mm-hmm. seems like one of the safest things and gentlest, yet comprehensive for your whole immune system products you could take. And it's always cool when you find natural things that are gentle mm-hmm. like this. That doesn't mean they're ineffective. I would use it as an adult. Actually, Katrina's first experience as an adult, obviously.
Yeah, a couple years ago notable. When Terry came out with just the propolis and chewable, I was at a conference and I had kind of like this ear, nose, throat thing going on. I'm like, oh, should I even go to the conference? And I decided to go. And they gave us a sample right when we came in of a bottle. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to mm-hmm. do this well. Mm-hmm. So I took like 5 of the chewables within 2 hours, and I was significantly better with after those 2 hours.
Yeah, wow.
Just because I pumped it a little heavier, mm-hmm. but it targets ear, nose, throat. Like that is one of its best things. Mm-hmm. And how many kids have ear, nose, throat issues when they have a cold? So this is one that when my kids are sick, I don't feel bad giving them a little extra of it because it really boosts. And like Stephen was saying, it's a very safe and effective product.
Well, and to hear how quickly it can help, how quickly it can work. That's great.
Absolutely. So very cool product. You know, if we have some samples of it, we're happy to let you try some.
Yeah, bring your kids in. Mm-hmm. Then you'll know, you know, or bring yourself in. It's not only for kids, certainly. For the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I forgot to mention, too, is this chewable form. One of the advantages is it has an enhanced absorption with this Gamma-Zorb technology that Terry's been working with. It's a natural thing, obviously, as well, but it helps it absorb even better. So you don't actually need as much as, you know, you probably don't even need 5 of them.
Nope, probably don't.
It would be safe and fine, but you know, it's perfectly fine to do that. Katrina was doing a
really gung-ho.
A really good experiment, and it worked. But, you know, probably 2 or 3 would be plenty for an adult.
Yeah.
Good to absolutely. Know. And especially this time of year, perfect thing to bring up this time of year.
Absolutely. So now we're going to pivot over to collagen and something called Biosil, which is a collagen generator. It's actually derived from silica.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to highlight it. So like, right, collagen we've heard a lot about and how beneficial it is. And I have a sample that I'm gonna let James taste. It's a flavor. It's a berry one.
Okay. Most collagen things that I've heard and seen are mostly in pills or in a dripper or something. I haven't seen one that you drink before.
Yeah. Yep. This company is Nature's Plus, and they have lemonade, I believe, is this flavor.
Yeah, kind of lemonade collagen, and it's a multi-collagen, so it comes from like 4 different sources.
Yeah.
So you get like all the broad benefits of collagen with this.
More. More.
All right.
That was really good.
That's tasty. Yeah. If you like that lemonade, really, you're going to love it.
Yeah.
And so if you want a flavor, that's great. But a lot of people like to add collagen just to their everyday life. Mm-hmm. So collagen is often being added to like coffee and things like that.
Yeah, definitely.
And what collagen's known for is that it's really good for hair, skin, nails, joint health, digestive issues. It kind of heals the gut line, gut lining. It's bone health.
Yeah, there's a long list.
It's a lot of different things. But we want to pivot over to its friend silica. That's more of a, so this is coming, this is a collagen, and it's going to help, you know, go into the bones and really build up, help your skin, etc. But we're going to pivot over to silica, which is a collagen generator.
Yeah, so this BioCell is a really cool product. It's like Katrina said, it's a collagen generator. So your body has the capacity to make its own collagen.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't necessarily have to take collagen, but as we get older, you might want the benefits of more collagen, like, you know, less wrinkles, fuller hair,
Better nails.
You know, those are the things I'm always looking
joint
for in
health,
life.
For sure.
And, I have a friend who a couple years back started taking something similar to this. Yeah. And he did it because he wanted it. He was worried about losing hair and everything. Mm-hmm. When I talked to him like about a month or 2 months later or something, we're working on a sketch. He's talking and all he's raving about is how his joints, he's getting out of bed in the morning. Jumping out of bed. And he hasn't done that since he was a teenager.
Yeah,
he's a little older than I am and has just been blown away by this. He's still taking it and he could care less about his hair. Well, probably cares a little bit, but it's more about like what it's done for his joints and everything. I wouldn't have known that until he said something about it. I don't think this is as common knowledge as some people might think. It's a great one to bring up.
That's sort of like the side benefits, and I always love finding products like collagen. Katrina just like listing off things like a long encyclopedia over here of what this stuff's good for. And that's the really great thing about collagen. So maybe you start taking it for like me, like for vanity, but then you end up with great joints.
It's a win-win.
And you're like, you're able to get out of bed a little easier in the morning.
And this happens more and more with natural products than with anything that you find in your average store. It's one of the reasons why we encourage you to check out things at Family Natural Foods. It's one thing to get more bang for your buck with your product. It's a whole other when the product itself is able to do more.
Right.
Products that are man-made just don't tend to do that very often. They are a one-trick pony that, hey, you're buying it for this, it helps with this, and that's about it.
And about it, except for all the side effects, which is like an encyclopedia of its own. Instead of an encyclopedia of good things, it's a negative encyclopedia they rant off really quickly at the end of a commercial. So the interesting thing about BioSil, so some people, maybe it just doesn't work for their routine or they're traveling or whatever. They don't want to use the powders. You know, the plain powder, the unflavored, you mix with coffee maybe or whatever you want to mix it with, your smoothies, or these flavored ones like you tried that taste really good. So in a capsule form, the trick with collagen is you need to get a lot of it. You'd probably have to take a handful of capsules, grams of it a day, an ounce maybe. But the nice thing about this collagen generator from BioSil is you only need to take one or two capsules a day. Really convenient, really easy. And what's special about it is it's clinically proven. It says that right on the front of the box. Clinically proven collagen generator. So this is a product that was developed, I think, in Belgium. It's a European product anyways. And they had done a lot of clinical research. And I just opened the box again to see if this is still true, because it usually is. They have this little slip of paper in here, and you can unfold it, and it talks about the clinical results.
That's cool.
With their product. So if you want to improve your bone density or your joint health, you can read this little piece of paper and find out how many capsules you need to take for how many weeks.
You know they believe in the product when they're including that kind of thing in every box. That's very cool.
For the science people like things that are proven and scientifically proven. I love this product. So worth checking out. It's on sale for a couple more, another week or so.
And I just want to say that Steven said bone density. It helps with bone density. That's huge.
Yeah. Gigantic. Not a lot of things do that either.
Plus all the other things, right?
I want to remind everybody one more time about the panel discussion coming up next week.
That's going to be Tuesday at 5:15. That's Tuesday, October 29th at 5:15.
And be sure to join our friends at Family Natural Foods for that and all your other needs. 910 West Grand Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Give them a call, 715-423-3120, 423-3120. Bookmark their fantastic webpage, familynaturalfood.com. And be sure to follow them on social media. It's a great follow, great way to keep up to date on the things in your community. Both of you, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more show right here on Midday Magazine at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X, and I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote, or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Matt Nair on Air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
So you can go to Versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight from the show Outrageous Pumpkins, Wisconsin's own Carly Eide joins the show. Then we talk jack-o'-lantern days in Fish Creek and our popcorn pick of the week with Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon says he's telling the judge tomorrow he's recommending the resentencing of Eric and Lyle Menendez for the 1989 killings of their parents.
What that means in this particular case is that we're going to recommend to the court that the life without the possibility of parole be removed and that they will be sentenced for murder.
The brothers said the crime was in self-defense because they were abused.
When you look at the case of the Menendez brothers, you see two very young people. One was 19.